And today, as we are talking about it, it is I am a branch. And so trying to understand what that means. Let me give you context to make sure you're getting it as you look at this. Chapter 15, as we look at chapter 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, look at those particular passages. They are just before the crucifixion. They all took place in a matter of kind of hours. Now, lots of the other parts of the gospel took place over 3 years. This took place in a matter of hours. And so we're looking at what is being said. So this is kind of gives us a little more significance to what is being said, because these are some of the last words that Jesus is going to share with his disciples. He's realizing and he's helping them to realize that his time is very limited. And so as he teaches them, we're going to hear what he has to share. So as we know, John 17 is the high priestly prayer of Christ in the garden. So he prayed that prayer for us, for his disciples. And as we look at then John 14, he talks about to his disciples, which was right after the washing of their feet in the upper room in the Last Supper. John 15 comes after that, and so he's giving some significant words to us so that we can hold on to and we can remember. So when he says this particular passage in John 15, it stands out to us, and I think we kind of pass over it rather quickly as we're reading it, not thinking of the depth of what he's trying to tell us. So I hope I can dig into that just a little bit of who we can understand of who we are in Christ. I am the vine, you are the branches. Let's pray. Father, open our hearts this morning. Teach us your word that we might better know how to live for you. In Christ's name, amen. As we look at this particular passage, I thought it was really kind of interesting, and I know I included a whole lot of verbiage. I'm not going to read all that to you, so you know, on the back of your outline and on the third column, I'm not going to read all that. But I put it there so you might be able to read it over, like, sometime this week in your own personal kind of time with God. And here's the reason that I did. I thought, as I was looking, he says, I am the vine, you are the branches. Like, we kind of get that, but there's so much more about it that we don't get. So when he talks about the pruning of the branches and what takes place, I felt like, I wonder, I don't think I understand pruning well enough physically. I mean, I know I have butterfly bushes and I cut them down. They're like mammoths in the summer, and I cut them down, and then they grow back, you know, and they produce lots of flowers. And I kind of get that a little bit. And I kind of, same thing with my roses, and we kind of do that. So there's some of the things I kind of understand, but there's like so much more that I thought, I bet I don't understand. And so I started looking up in Wikipedia I wonder what it has to say about pruning. Well, it gave all of this information. And I thought, wow, this is interesting. This is like interesting stuff. So as we're walking through, I'm going to encourage you as to some of this information, especially after the service. If you would, not during while I'm preaching, please. But afterwards, if you would look through that and then start to circle things that are like, wow, so that's why God is doing that in my life. Because I think we get the idea that we're a branch and he's the vine. I think that comes pretty easily. But here's the part we don't get so much, the cutting and the pruning. I think that's hard. So let's talk about that this morning. First, Jesus gives us this illustration in the beginning of John, John 15, 1 through 17. He starts talking about things. Now, you know, I can imagine, because as Jesus kind of gave the illustrations to the people as he was talking, I can imagine that there was a branch and a vine that was right there, because he used things that were right around them, and they all understood it because it fit in their culture. And I can imagine him saying, like, see this? Like, I am the vine, and you're the branches. And you go, I wonder what that means. Now, I don't think they got it all. We kind of know that when we look at the disciples. They didn't seem to kind of get it all as he was explaining things. But I think things kept coming as time progressed and more understanding. And so he starts out with this illustration, and he says, I am the branch. And that helps us to be able to know that that's our role, because he says, you are the branches. So I am the branch. So if you've invited Christ into your heart and into your life, and you've been born again, you are a branch. And so you've been grafted in so that you can be able to be strong and a part of the vine. Now, it's interesting as all of this works and we try to understand that grafting and that process of becoming a part of the original. You can't really separate that once it's been grafted as you look at that, unless you cut it off. But you see that closeness and that connection that is there. Well, that's who we are. We understand that Jesus is the vine, and so we get that part as we look, because he said, I am the true vine. So you're the branch, I'm the vine. Just so we get this and we understand what's going on here. And then he said, God is the gardener. God is the gardener. And so as we look, he says, my Father is the gardener. So here we are. I'm a branch. Jesus is the vine. And God is the gardener. So we got the whole illustration fully clear as we're trying to put this together. The fruit is the evidence of my life in the vine. I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time about talking about the fruit and what that means, although I think that that could obviously be a whole nother sermon trying to figure out what is the evidence of that. But time and time again, it talks about throughout Scripture that the evidence of your life in Christ is the fruit of your life. And that's how you know that you are connected to the vine. So, you know, you've heard me say many times, I go out in my backyard and I listen for the apple trees to strain to produce apples, right? They don't strain to produce apples. They just produce apples. There's no like apple. Sometimes I think we work way too hard at producing fruit, because fruit should just be natural. It should just happen as a result of our connection. So if you're connected, fruit's going to happen. You're not going to have to strain and work at it. It's going to happen. And so that's what we have to keep in our mind. That's what we have to be aware of, because he said, if you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. That's it. Bottom line, you're going to bear fruit. So what's the work that we have to do? It's not actually producing the fruit, it's remaining. So what do I need to think about? So my task as a branch, what do I have to do as a branch? What's a part of my life that I need to be aware of? And so I look at this, and first, I am to remain in the vine. Whatever you do, your work is to remain in the vine. That's my job. You'd think my job is to produce fruit, but it really isn't. Fruit is natural. It's going to come out of your life if you remain in the vine. So my work has got to be, what do I have to do to remain in the vine? Remain in me as I also remain in you. So my job is just to do that. So why don't we see more fruit being produced in more believers' lives? Well, I think there's a faulty connection that happens. I don't know. I know this has happened to me. There have been times when I wanted to charge my cell phone or my iPad or something, and I thought I had the connection in, but I didn't have it completely in. Charged it. Got up the next morning, had no life. And I thought, like, how did that happen? And I realized I didn't have the connection solid. I'm going to tell you, sometimes our connections to the vine as branches aren't solid. It's not the fault of producing fruit. It's of remaining and having that solid connection. So I am to allow his word to remain in me. So that's one of the things that I'm going to do. I'm going to make sure that the Word of God is in my life daily. It's in my thoughts. And if you're thinking about the Word of God and it's in your life, then it's going to start producing. If you remain in me and my words remain in you. So it's simple in that sense that I'm going to make sure the Word of God is dwelling within me. So one of the things you're doing right now is letting the Word of God dwell in you. You're thinking about it. You're chewing over it. You're meditating on it. That's what I need to do on a daily basis. I need to think about what does the Word of God mean to me? How does it work? And what is it? And that's how it remains in me. Now, I am to remain in his love. So we're going to see, he said, now remain in my love. So I'm going to remain in him. I'm going to remain in his word. I'm going to remain in his love. I'm going to allow that to be in me. That's going to come through my life, and the evidence is going to be seen to those that are around me. Now, I'm also going to be obedient to his commands. Because, he said, if you keep my commands. So the obedience factor is very important. So if I know what I'm supposed to do, and I do it, I'm remaining in him. If I know what I'm supposed to do, and I'm not into this, I'm willing to do this, that's when the connection gets weak. Because I've allowed things to creep in and to come in. Now, his work as a gardener, what I have to understand in regard to this, and what does that mean? First, the gardener is always cutting. He's always cutting. What? He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit. So, branches that are not bearing, fruit bearing, are cut off because, like, they're a waste. They're sucking up useless energy. That's not part of who we are. That's not part of where we need to be. So I have to figure out what does that mean in my life and how is that going to work. He cuts off every branch. The gardener is always pruning. Now, cutting and pruning to the branch feels the same, doesn't it? It's the same action, but it's the reason that it's being implemented that is the difference. So, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. So there's a purposeful cutting. There's a purposeful cutting that's going to want to produce more fruit. Now, that becomes the whole thing about trying to understand what is happening in my life. When I looked at pruning in this, it said pruning is a horticultural practice involving selective removal of parts of a plant, such as branches, buds, or roots. Reasons to prune, I like this, include dead wood removal. Well, that's one of the things if it doesn't produce fruit. Shaping by controlling or directing the growth. Improving or maintaining health. Reducing risk from falling branches. Preparing nursery specimens for transplanting. And both harvesting and increasing the yield or quality of the flowers and the fruits. And I thought, wow, that's exactly what God is doing in our lives. And I thought, So when God is pruning me, it feels painful. It hurts. I don't know how many of you are going through a hurt or hurting time in your life. But you've got to remember, God's got a purpose that he's working. I'm sure the branch wouldn't understand what the purpose was. I'm sure none of that would make sense. Just like a child when they're disciplined, they kind of get it, but not really. But if I remember, wait a minute, part of this whole process that he is controlling or directing my own spiritual growth by what happens. He's improving my spiritual health when I am being pruned. He's reducing risk in my life from the damage I could cause to others as a result. He's preparing me to help reproduce so others are watching my life, and as a result, they are also producing because they see it in me. And also for harvesting and increasing the yield or the fruit of my life. So God's going to prune me so that I can produce more fruit. God's going to work through trials, the struggles, those no answers to prayer that seem like why, when God is saying, look, I'm the gardener. I got you covered. I would only do this to increase your spiritual health. I would only do this to increase the fruit that is around you. I would only work so that it would be for your best interest. I wouldn't do anything that would just hurt you. It may feel like a hurt because cutting and pruning feels the same. It may feel like God is not hearing me or answering my prayer. It may feel like, why am I going through this? Why do we keep going through this over and over? Why can't I see the answer to prayer? Why would God even allow something like this to happen to me? Why would I've been faithful, I've been trying to do the best that I can. And guess what? Pruning comes to all of us. Pruning comes to all of us, no matter what your circumstance. And you may be producing great fruit and doing the best that you can for God, and he cuts us back. And you think, why? Because he is the gardener. And the gardener is always watching his fruit. He's always watching his branches. He's careful about this. He says, while every branch, let me say that not one of us is beyond the sight of God. Not one of us is out of his reach and his care. Not one of us. I don't care what you're going through or how hard it is or how difficult. Not one of us is beyond God's reach. He knows. You see, the gardener is abundant in his love. He says, as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. He would only prune us in love. He would only bring things into your life because of his great love for you. There's nothing else, no other reason. But he wants to work in your life. I started to see the results of the remaining. When I looked at all of these things, I saw dead wooding, how branches die off for a number of reasons, ranging from a light deficiency, pest, disease, damage to the root. A dead branch will at some point decay back to the parent stem, causing abscission and fall off. It's normally a slow process, but can be shortened by high winds, so the storms and things of our life, if we're not careful. Then he talks about crown and canopy thinning, increased light and reduced wind resistance. I'm telling you, as I kept looking at all these things, I started to see, oh, God wants to bring more light into my life. And so he's cutting off some of those branches that would hinder the light because it's going to help me be stronger as a result. The reason trees are blown over is because their roots didn't go down deep enough. And so what he's trying to do when I start cutting off the top is he's helping me to produce roots. And so when I go through a trial and a hard place, you have a choice. You have a choice. You can either be angry and resentful at God because he's allowing this to happen, or you can let your roots go down deeper than ever and hold you all the stronger. And that's a choice on your part. It's a choice that you're going to make because you're going to say, I'm going to resist his pruning. I'm going to resist what he's trying to do and not experience all the good things. Or you can say, Lord, I don't get it. I don't understand it. And this is really painful, but I want deep roots. And so I'm willing to surrender to you. You see, the results of the remaining, a branch that remains in the vine will naturally bear fruit. You can put that word naturally because it will bear fruit. It will naturally bear fruit. There's no question about it. If you remain in him, there's going to be fruit in your life. We're going to see, if you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Not even a little. Much. What do we see? A branch that remains will have complete joy. Wow. Okay, maybe not at the time. Maybe it's really hard. That's why, you know, when I come in and worship and I lift my hands and praise to the Lord, I don't always feel like it in my heart. There's sometimes my heart is aching and it's pain. And there's stuff that just, like, it doesn't make sense. But you know what? I'm going to offer a sacrifice of praise to the Lord anyway. And I say, Lord, I don't understand it and I don't get it. And it's hard and painful, but I'm going to praise you anyway. I'm going to offer it to you because you are God. And you know what? God does something in my heart and he brings joy inside of me that I didn't have before. Because I've told you this, that my joy may be in you and your joy may be complete. There's no place I can find complete joy but in Christ. You can try to find it any place else. You're not going to find it. He says, no, it's in you. And a branch that remains is elevated to the position of being a friend of God. And he says, what? You are my friends if you do what I command. And so as I remain in him, I'm going to see the power of God be working in my life. A branch that remains will see answers to prayer. And that's what he says. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. So what do I need to do? Remain. And if I don't see those answers right away, what do? Remain. I keep staying in him because I know he knows what's best for me and when it's best for me. I think I know better, but I'm wrong. He is right. He knows what is best. And so God never makes mistakes. I kind of whack away at my trees and my plants, and I don't always know what I'm whacking. I just kind of go in there and I think, okay, this looks better. Then it just kind of does better. But there's actually, if you start to look, the types of pruning and the kinds of things that are there and the reasons of why, there's very specific ways to be able to make sure I'm pruning exactly so it produces the best. And it's like, wow, God knows what he's doing. He never makes mistakes. You see, my vine, Jesus, is all I need for all that is in my life. He says, God will do this, for he's faithful to do what he says, and he has invited you into partnership with his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Would you read number one with me? My vine, Jesus, is all I need for all that is in my life. Now, I want you to believe that, because when you come to a struggle and you come to a hard place and pruning is happening in your life, it feels like you've been abandoned. It feels like God is not hearing our prayers. It feels like he's not there. But let me say, remain in the vine. Jesus is all you need for all that's in your life. He promises to be in partnership with us. My gardener, well, my heavenly Father, is perfect in all he does. He's perfect. God never makes a mistake. He never takes off a branch or hurts a branch or whatever. He carefully prunes. He knows exactly what he's doing. And that's why God's way is perfect. All the Lord's promises prove true. He is a shield for all who look to him for protection. God's way is perfect. Read that number two with me. My gardener, my heavenly Father, is perfect in all he does. He is absolutely perfect. And so if you're experiencing pruning in your life, and let me say, every good plant is going to experience pruning. Every good plant. If you're just wild and going kind of all over the place, it's not going to produce fruit and beauty. And actually, it's going to deteriorate after a while. If it's never pruned, it's not going to produce quality fruit. Pruning is what produces quality fruit. It's what makes the difference. And so we have to submit ourselves to the pruning and to say, I don't get this, but I'm willing to allow you to do this. You see, I trust my vine as my source because that's how we're connected. And the scripture says, and this same God who takes care of me will supply all your needs from his glorious riches, which have been given to us in Christ Jesus. And the same God who takes care of me will supply all your needs. You see, he is our source. Read number three with me. I trust my vine as my source. He is your source. He will provide all that you need. And so you don't have to worry. All you have to do is remain. For I trust my gardener in all his ways and submit myself as a branch to his will. Submit yourselves then to God. It's the scripture that God gives to us, and it's what he wants us to do if we're going to be able to find. It also says, so, my dear brothers and sisters, be strong and immovable. Always work enthusiastically for the Lord, for you know that nothing you do for the Lord is ever useless. Nothing. Nothing. Would you read that one, number four, with me? I trust my gardener in all his ways and submit myself as a branch to his will. That's exactly what we have to do, because God wants to work. And this is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. God wants you to bear much fruit. That means pruning is going to happen in your life. It's not fun, but it's the way we discover a greater abundance of his power in our lives. My wife and I were talking this morning as we were coming, and it's my wife's birthday today, along with several others. And I've shared 33 years of birthdays with her. And we said, you know, we've gone through some really hard times, but those are things that bond us, those hard times. They are things that we share and draw us closer to each other. You know, you've probably gone through some hard times in your spiritual journey. You may be in one right now. And you may be saying, wow, I need to submit myself to the will of God. I'm experiencing pruning, and it's hard. It's painful. I'm not seeing answers to prayer like I thought I would, and I'm not seeing things happen the way I thought they should and the timing I thought they should. And I just have to trust him, and it's hard. But I'm willing to submit myself to that. If God's working in your life in that way, would you stand right where you are? Maybe you're going through some pruning and it's hard, but you want prayer this morning. You just stand right where you are, because I'd like to pray for you in closing. Whatever it is, you know, I'm standing with you this morning, going through some personal hard things, but I'm trusting God to be able to work through them, and fully willing to submit myself to his will, and whatever that means. Anyone else, you want to just stand where you are, and I can pray for you in closing, as we would say, Lord, I'm trusting you for the results in my life, and I'm willing to submit myself to this, whatever it means and whatever it's going to take, but I want to be a branch that's producing fruit for God. Let me pray. Father, thank you for each one that's standing. Lord, you know the circumstances of their lives. You know the pain that they feel. Some of them would say, it feels like a lifetime of pain. It doesn't just feel like a season. It seems like there's always pruning that's happening. But Lord, help them that their roots would go down deep. Help them that they could be able to fully submit and surrender to your will, trusting you for the results and what you want to do. Lord, I ask that your Holy Spirit would empower each one of them in a fresh new way. Lord, as we submit ourselves to your will, it's hard, because we have our own thoughts and our own agenda and our own feelings about what should happen and when. But Lord, we just have to trust you, because we know you know what's best, even if we can't understand. We surrender to that. Let's all stand. Father, let your Spirit go with us this morning. You are the vine, and we are the branches, and our Heavenly Father is the gardener. And we know you don't make mistakes. Thanks. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Go with you.